Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Repentance demands not looking only at the fruit of sin, but also the root of sin. When you think about the event of David and Bathsheba and her husband Uriah, how King David, who knew God's word, who loved the Lord and his excellencies, but how he seduced Bathsheba and arranged for Uriah's murder, and then Nathan confronting him with his sin, what does Nathan tell him? What's the condemnation? Does Nathan say, you committed adultery? You murdered? No. He says in 2 Samuel chapter 12, you have despised the word of the Lord. You have despised God. You have hidden your sin, shirking the reality of God's omnipresence. And by this deed, you've given the enemies of the Lord occasion to blaspheme God. You have trampled on the honor and reputation of the Lord. So the first response to this word, the first response of the gospel message is to repent. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And for us who are being saved, overcoming the power of sin in our own lives, the first response is still the same, repent. Those of us who are being saved are people who walk in repentance and faith as our Lord graciously sands us down to look more and more like His Son. Today when you pray, please pray for Milan Bulak, our changemaker missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Arabic Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Middle East, Australia, Canada, and the United States.